Welcome back to lesson 3, consistent data collection. We're still looking at lesson 2, part 2 now, where we're going to look at some principles around how you can use your differences to make your marriage amazing and incredible. Because it's important to know that differences are inevitable. We have seen it, we have proved it, but it's good to accept it. It's good to work with your spouse, and it's good to know that there are certain things you can change. There are certain things you cannot change. You just have to manage it with your spouse. And for those that are not married, you might be thinking, you think I'm doing the right thing? He is different there. She is different there. How can we cope? You don't need to be frightened. You don't need to be scared. As we go into this section, you will really understand better how to manage certain differences in your relationship right now before you actually get into marriage. And for those that are already married, understanding this will help you to support both of you to be better in accepting each other and helping you guys to work things through so they can have an amazing relationship. Let's look at that particular lesson now. Basic principles about differences in marriage. Now, I want to begin by saying that how to know if an existing difference can be accepted or changed in a marriage. So I wanted to use just this flow chart to explain that. So if you is it under his or her control? That we're talking about these differences now. Is it under his or her control? If it is no, then accept it. If this difference in your spouse, in your husband, in your wife, is not under their control, then you need to accept it. Now, if it's under their control, the next question you need to ask, is it hurting the relationship? If it is no, you need to accept it. Because what's the point of making a fuss when it's not affecting or hurting the relationship? But if it's hurting the relationship, then you need to change it. So this is just a simple model that we can follow. If the difference is hurting your relationship, then change it. So let's take a look at some of the differences that are hurting our relationship, some of them that are not hurting our relationship, and how we can react differently as a result of that. Now, if you look at the screen, the first one is differences that are not under the control of a person. Number one, their nationality. Or their place of birth, their in-laws, temperament, past experiences, height and age. There's no way your wife at the moment is 5'7" and then you want her to be 10'7". It's not going to work. You just need to accept it, right? And then the other thing is, what about your in-laws? You cannot change your father and mother. No matter what you do or no matter what happened, you can't change where she was born or where he was born. You know, some people are born in the village or in an urban town. Some were born in a metropolitan city and their exposure to things. Some went to primary school that was great and amazing, and other people went to private schools and was completely different. So we can't say, well, because she is from Africa and then I'm not going to be very happy with her, or because she's European or because she's American or Asian, it doesn't matter, because you can't change any of that. Where they are born is where they are born. It doesn't matter, maybe you've migrated to another country and then your passport is changed and you're using the passport of that nation. If you look inside your passport, your place of birth cannot be changed. They can't say, well, because you've gotten American passport or British passport or European passport or Australian passport, whatever kind of passport that you have, they won't change where you are born. Where you are born is where you are born, okay? So it's important that we understand that there are certain things we cannot change in our spouse. Temperament, you can change that. You just need to accept it. If somebody is sanguine, you need to accept him as a sanguine. You cannot change and fix him and panic him and control him, and then you want to make him to become a melancholic. It's not going to work. So certain things that we can't change. Number one, nationality, place of birth, in-laws, temperament, past experiences, height, and a lot of us have so many experiences in the past. Some are negative, some are positive. And if they've been very vulnerable to you and they've shared these things with you, they've told you, you wouldn't be using that to abuse them and to say, I regret why you did this. I regret why you did that. Past is past. There's nothing you can do about it. They can't change their past. Let's begin to understand in our marriage and our relationship, for those that are married and for those that are yet to marry, that there are things you can never change in your spouse. Now, let's take a look at the second part. Differences that can be controlled but not hurt the relationship. Preferred diet, ways of unwinding from stress, political views, individual habits and routines. Now, I remember here in the UK there was an election, and we normally vote the same party for a while now. However, she decided to vote a different party this time, and me too, I decided to vote a different party this time. our views were different based on what we were offering, based on things that were happening. Well, I carried her to the polling station. She voted for the party that she wanted. I voted for the party that I wanted. At the end of the day, the result came out. You know, one of us won and the other one did not win, but it didn't do nothing to our relationship. I mean, we're still happy. We still enjoyed ourselves. What about preferred diet? You can decide to eat spaghetti today and somebody eat something else. So there are certain things in our marriage relationship we should not make it as a force to the extent that it starts hurting the relationship. Differences that can be controlled and host the relationship, number one, values, attitudes, crucial perspective about family and relationship. Let's say, for instance, you are planning to go somewhere and someone is perpetually late. Every time your husband is late or your wife is late and you've spoken about this over and over and over again, and it just makes you look as if you're not serious about things. Now, you have to do something about that. That one needs to change because it's affecting the relationship. Now, the other one will be maybe just before, when you're upset, the way you speak, the way you hear, the way you scream, the way you shout, that's affecting someone. That can make somebody scared of you or withdraw, emotionally withdrawn from you. That you can start working on how to respond and how to react when things happen. Now, what about your family? At home, you don't like to do anything because the way you were brought up, you never did anything at home. But your wife or your husband need the support from you to clean the house, to do some chores. And you can't say, well, I can't do anything about it. Well, it's hurting the relationship. So you need to do something and knuckle down and help at home. So you can see the three dynamics. There are things that you can change in your wife, in your husband. And there are things that if you try to change it, it's going to cause problem because they are not hurting the relationship. There are things that might be hurting your relationship. And if you don't change it, it will continue to hurt the relationship. And at the end of the day, it will cause more bigger problem for both of you. So we can see clearly that it's important for us to think about how we respond and the way we do things when it comes to our differences. So let's take a look at some principles about the differences in marriage. Number one, differences in marriage is inevitable. I think we have spoken so much about that, and we have proved to ourselves as husband and wife and to those that want to get married that differences exist in marriage. And your difference in your marriage can be so unique to another marriage. And that's why it's no good to compare marriages or compare wives and compare husbands. They are completely different. Focusing on your marriage, identifying your own differences will help you to be better. Number two, marriage should not extinguish our differences. You know, sometimes the wife wants to change the husband or the husband wants to change the wife. And they're doing everything they can to change the other person to be something they are not. And sometimes in marriage and relationship, spouses are not themselves because one is trying to make sure that they are on top of things, they control things, they try to do everything. And at the end of the day, the other spouse is almost like they don't have any identity, they don't have any life, they don't have any right. They can't voice up anything that is bothering them. That is not marriage. So understanding your differences, both psychologically, emotionally, temperament-wise, it should help you to love each other, appreciate each other. And that will take me to the third principle, acceptance and disagreement. Who would not want to be loved and accepted? I mean, think about it, even yourself. When you are not feeling loved or accepted, maybe with your friends or maybe with your colleagues or in your family, there's a way you feel, right? But if you start accepting people, if you start thinking differently, if you start seeing people loving you, you also feel different. The same thing with our marriage. So we can see that marriage, you cannot shut down differences. You can't kill the differences in marriage. They are there for a reason. And also, you can't terminate your spouse just because they are different from you. It's a shame that we see a lot of terrible abuses because couples cannot manage their differences efficiently and better. So what I'm trying to emphasize and to say here is that we need to accept each other because it's normal to accept each other, and sometimes it's normal to disagree as well. As long as it's not hurting the relationship or causing pain in your lives, disagreement is normal. Acceptance is normal in marriage if you want your relationship to work. That is so, so important. Now, dealing with the inevitability of differences in marriage, the first thing you need to do is to encourage and celebrate your uniqueness. How do you deal with this inevitability? I've told you that in marriage, there is differences, and the differences is coming from the husband and the wife. But how do you deal with this inevitability of differences in marriage? Number one, encourage and celebrate your uniqueness. It's so key. Don't conceal your differences. You know, in marriage, someone is hiding their differences. When someone tries to talk, the other one will just shut them down and try to abuse them and try to be so autocratic and really heady. And the other one is so worried and scared and full of anxiety, sometimes depressed, or they withdraw. That is terrible. It's very terrible. Your marriage needs your differences. And if you are trying to quench it and conceal it and hide it because of fear, I think you need to have open discussion, because there's no way to be in a marriage when you are not yourself. So number one, encourage and celebrate your uniqueness. Number two, don't conceal your differences. Don't hide it. And number three, don't try to change the non-negotiable. We have discussed about the non-negotiable. Well, your wife had this issue in the past. Your husband had this issue in the past before you guys got married. That no matter how you try, you can't go back and then change whatever has happened in the past. You just need to accept it. That's why you took this woman. That's why you took this man. So it's important for you not to try to change the temperament. Say, well, I wish the person was phlegmatic. I can't deal with choleric. And then I want to change. You can't change your spouse's temperament. You can't change their personality. So you must do everything you can to allow your differences to flourish in your marriage. The way things is turning out in your marriage now, turning out in your relationship, or turning out in your courtship, it's important for you to try as much as you can to utilize those differences that you're observing now, that you're seeing now, so that you can have a better marriage and relationship. And for doing this course, you can understand now that differences exist. The question is, are you going to allow these differences to shine, or are you just going to try as much as you can to hide them? Hiding them will not allow your marriage to blossom and to grow. And it's important for couples to allow each other to express themselves, to be themselves, so you can know how to navigate your differences better and to move forward. So let's look at some action items now, which you need to go back to your course companion workbook and answer some of those questions and some of the exercises. They are very relevant. They are very, very important. They will help you to continue to build your marriage and to be more stronger and better. I will see you in Module 3, Lesson 3, Stress Detection. I want you to know that this is another big elephant in the room. Marriage has so many kind of stress. So many kind of unexpected stress. Life happens. And if you don't know how to manage this stress very well, they can eat up your relationship. They can cause serious havoc and pain in your marriage. Sometimes marriage becomes difficult, troubled, and painful just because stress is not being managed properly.